Luke chapter 6, verse 43 to 45. This is the reading of God's word. For there is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor, on the other hand, a bad tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man, out of the good treasure in his heart, brings forth what is good, and the evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Amen. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Grant us an ear to hear your word, so that our faith will grow and we'll be able to love you more and more, becoming more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Through your word, let us see what our eternal salvation reality is, that we may rejoice and give you all the glory and thanksgiving. And through your word, let us enjoy the fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us that your word will be preached correctly and that all of us will not only hear your word, but also believe and obey your word to bring glory and honor to you. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, like I said, every Lord's Day through the book of Luke, we are looking at Jesus Christ accomplishing the kingdom of God. And through his acts and his teachings, and we are at his teaching today, today's verses, through them, he witnessed the reality of that kingdom and also the reality of the citizens of that kingdom. So by looking at what he is doing, what he is accomplishing, and what he is teaching, we are learning about ourselves, who we are forever in heaven. So let me read to you today's passage again. This is my hidden purpose, if you will, that I try to read the passage at least once, all the verses. This is just what I do. I want you to hear the Bible, his word. That's more important than my explanation. But you need to also understand that even what the explaining that I do is part of God's word being preached to you. Luke chapter 6, verse 43 to 45, for there is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor on the other hand a bad tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man out of the good treasure in his heart brings forth what is good. And the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Well, the good fruit is contrasted with the bad fruit. And the good tree is also contrasted with the bad tree. Jesus says that there is no good tree which produces the bad fruit. And there is no bad tree which produces the good fruit. It's a very easy example. God is using examples. So some people will say, look at the Bible. Even Jesus using examples in his preaching. But you need to understand clearly that his example, which you find in the Bible, that example itself is revelation. If I bring some example to you today, that example is not revelation from God. So you need to distinguish the examples you find in the Bible and the examples that I might be using in the sermon. Just because I see Jesus using example, that doesn't give me right to use examples in the Bible. Because my example is not revelation, but his example is revelation. It's written in the Bible. People just don't have ability to distinguish these things anymore. So in my sermon, you will seldomly hear examples. Because whatever example that I might be using, it doesn't truly explain what the Bible is saying. Because examples are from the world, and His Word is from heaven. Anyway, let's go on. What kind of fruit is produced is solely dependent on what kind of tree it is. If it is the good tree, then it will bear the good fruit. And if it is the bad tree, then it will bear the bad fruit. The issue is whether I am the good tree or the bad tree. No matter how hard the bad tree tries to bear the good fruit, it is no use, according to the Bible. The bad tree will bear only the bad fruit. The good tree here refers to the good works that would please God. The good life that will bring glory to God. And according to verse 45, the good fruit also includes the words that we speak that God will be pleased with. But before we go further, you must understand this, that the good fruit and the bad fruit in the Bible, you cannot understand them in terms of worldly morals. Because what world says good fruit according to their standard actually be sin according to the Bible. So when we're talking about good fruits and bad fruits, do not understand them in terms of worldly morals. Once you do that, then you miss the whole point. Even the good fruits according to the world is sin. According to the Bible. I must bear the good fruit. But in order for me to do that, I must be the good tree. If I'm a bad fruit, no matter how hard I try to bear the good fruit, I just can't. I must be the good tree. But the problem is that because of sin, all have become the bad trees. All of us. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2, he dug it all around, removed its stones, and planted it with the choice vine. And he, God, built a tower in the middle of it and also hewed out a wine vat in it. Then he expected to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones. And that happened because of sin. The vine here is referring to Israel in the Old Testament. Like Psalm 80 verse 8 says, "You, God, removed a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it." But Ukasi, the vine that produced the bad fruit, we could see that not only as Israel, but also as the first Adam. God has created Adam as righteous man without sin. But he sinned against God and fell in sin, thus he was no longer able to live a life that was pleasing to God. We read the same thing in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 21. "Yet I, God, planted you a choice vine, a completely faithful seed. How then have you turned yourself before me into the degenerate shoots of fallen vine? Through Adam, all human race fell in sin. Thus, all have become the bad tree that could not bear the good fruit that God could enjoy. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 and 12. "As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. All have turned aside together. They have become useless. There is none who does good, not even one." This is what happened. The only thing that sinners could produce is the bad fruit. And no matter how much you teach that bad tree to produce good fruit, it just can't. But this sinful world thinks that all is needed is education. If we teach the young, then everything will be okay. No. Bible says no. Bad tree cannot produce good fruits. Romans chapter 8 verse 7 through 8. "Because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. All who are fallen in sin," and everyone fell in sin, "would not obey God, and by nature cannot even do so." This is what the Bible teaches us. Not only they don't obey God, but by nature they can't. You know, I give you this example in my studies, right, with you. By nature, fish cannot live on the sand. By nature, sinner cannot obey God. Not only they don't, they cannot obey God. So, in this context, Jesus says in John chapter 15, "I am the true vine." Because everyone else only produced bad grapes. And here comes Jesus. He says, "I am the true vine." Only Jesus Christ has lived a life that perfectly pleased God and spoke the words that perfectly pleased God. And he did that for you. He did that for his people. He did that in their places. So the only way for the bad tree to become the good tree is faith in Jesus Christ. To be united to Jesus Christ. That is the only way now. Because no matter how hard you try, you will not be able to produce good fruits. You have to be a good tree. But now in Jesus Christ, God has provided us a way to be a good tree. That we believe in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ to be united to Jesus Christ. John chapter 15 verse 4 through 5, abide in me, Jesus says, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. See, only the people who are united to Jesus Christ now bear the good fruit because they have become good tree in Christ. Now, these good trees bear the fruit, good fruit, by living by faith. And they do all things by faith and they speak by faith. The bad tree, no matter how much it tries, cannot be the good tree. God has to recreate that bad tree into the good tree. God's salvation is not just about improving someone to be a better person. No, Bible says salvation is the new creation. It is to be born again from the above. Matthew chapter 7 verse 16 through 18, you will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. We read a similar word in Jeremiah 13 verse 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Or the leper his spots? If they could do that, then you also can do good who are accustomed to doing evil. I mean, can we change the color of our skin? No. And Jesus says, if we could do that, then bad tree can bear good fruit. The one who is accustomed to doing evil cannot do good. First, he must be saved first. He must be the good tree. Again, I say, we cannot understand the good and the bad in terms of the worldly morals here. After sin came in, only way to please God for us is that we do everything through faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 14 verse 23, whatever is not from faith is sin. So how can non-Christian produce good fruit? Because everything that non-Christian will do is without faith. And Bible says, whatever is not from faith is sin. So everything that he does, even the good according to the worldly morals, is sin. Because it's not by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please God. So, in order for us to please God, we have to do it by faith. You know, some Christians do not understand the gospel. And now that's kind of oxymoron things to say, right? But I don't want to say they're non-Christian because I have hope that they will understand soon. It's not about doing good according to worldly morals. Because without faith, everything is sin. The world will praise you because they see you doing good according to their standard. But God is not pleased with you because you're not doing it by faith. And some Christians, they think that once they're saved, that they could just do just like the world. No, you still have to do everything by faith. Otherwise, it's sin. Even though the world will praise you for it. So we must do all things by faith if we want to please God. Let us summarize everything so far. Only the good tree is able to bear the good fruit. This means we must be saved first. We must be united to Jesus Christ through and by faith in Him. And that means now we must do all things by faith. Otherwise, no one is able to bear the fruit, good fruit, that God is pleased with. The good fruits is the life or the works that God is pleased with. But in verse 45 of our passage, the good fruit is expressed in terms of the words that we speak. Let me read that to you. Luke 6, verse 45. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good. And the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. We read a similar thing in Matthew chapter 7. The context of Matthew chapter 7 is a warning against the false teachers. And Mark chapter 13 verse 22 says, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. And this is very important. The false teachers, they will show signs and wonders, but they will speak the false things. Thus Matthew says in Matthew chapter 7 verse 15, beware of the false prophets. Then he says something similar to what we are reading in Luke chapter 6. Matthew also says that we will know them by their fruits. Very important. Good tree will bear good fruit, and we will know them by their fruits. Then he says, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And get this point, brothers and sisters. These false prophets, they have prophesied in God's name, cast out demons, and performed many miracles in God's name. But it is very important to understand that those things are not good fruits. Because God said, you will know them by the fruits. And yet these people, they did this. Casting out demons and whatever the things they do out there. But God said to them, even though many churchgoers would think that What they did is good fruits. And yet Jesus says to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. So that clearly says that even casting out demon is not good fruit. Because if it was good fruit, then Jesus would recognize it as good fruit. So don't be fooled out there. Just because these people do these signs and wonders, God says to them, depart from me. When we read Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 through 4, we could see that even Judas Iscariot did casting out demons and heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness as he was traveling with the other disciples and doing these things. But back then, those things had purpose. But not today. Because the Word of God is completed. Even Judas did this, and he was not even a Christian. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 through 12. Then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of the wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. The Antichrist, according to this passage, is the one who comes in the... His coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders. Thus, these things cannot be the good fruit that our passage is speaking of. Beware of those who claim these powers. Because God has warned us about these people. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 2. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, listen to the word of Lord, thus says the Lord God. Woe to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among ruins. You have not gone up into the breaches, nor did you build a wall around the house of Israel to stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They see falsehood and lying division, divinations, who are saying, the Lord declares, when the Lord has not sent them. Yet they hope for the fulfillment of their word. Did you not see a false vision and speak a lying divination when you said, the Lord declares? But it is not I who have spoken. Yes, these performed many miracles and signs and false wonders and spoke the words that our God never spoke. Thus they are the false prophets. Our passage, talking about good fruit and bad fruit, and it speaks, focus on the words that we speak. How can you tear what I say is what God has said? Well, you have your Bible. Go home and check it. And if it takes too much work to check it, then you come to me and ask me, where is it in the Bible? And I have to show you. Otherwise, why am I saying what I'm saying if it's not in the Bible? Just like these false prophets, they say, declares the Lord, and they say all these things, but God never spoke those things. And back then, it's very hard to figure it out. So Old Testament times, because the Bible was not completed, only way that you will know what he says is true is you wait until that what he spoke actually happens. And if it does not happen, then they stone him because that's a false prophet. But you're living in a much better period. You have completely revelation of God. You could check with this book. Whoever says anything to you, you could check it. And if a Bible says the same thing, then you say, okay, you are speaking the truth. If a Bible does not, then you say, get out of my sight. I don't want to hear you. We saw this many, many times. The Bible tells us what would happen when the Holy Spirit comes. John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So Holy Spirit will bring to the remembrance all that Jesus has said. That's why the disciples wrote it down in the gospel. Jesus' word. John chapter 15 verse 26, when the Helper comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. Now you may wonder, that verse only says that Jesus, the Holy Spirit was proceeded from the Father, but a couple verses later you will also read a verse that will say that Holy Spirit proceeds from himself, Jesus also. So don't think that, you know, what I said before the sermon was wrong. But he says the Holy Spirit will testify about Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus said. John chapter 16, verse 13, but when he, the Holy Spirit, the true Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all the truth, and the truth is God's Word. Put all together, the Holy Spirit will, through the Word of God, testify about Jesus Christ. That's what Holy Spirit will do. And that's what he does. If a church is not preaching Christ through his word, then it's not the Holy Spirit's work. Jesus told us what Holy Spirit will do. He will come and he will testify about him. And he will guide all you to the truth, the word of God. So through his word, he will reveal to you Jesus Christ. And whoever claims to be from God and he doesn't do that, then get away from him. Be careful out there. Now, verse 45, the good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good. And the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Here the good and the evil are not in terms of the worldly morals, as I have said so many times. All sins are evil, but this sinful world would not acknowledge many sin as sin, but as the good. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 through 35, "You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of what which fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil." This is what the Bible is saying. The believers will speak from their faith. Speak from the new heart that God has given him. So the believers will speak from their faith. The non-believers will speak from their unbelief. The believers will believe what the believer says with faith. The believers will receive with faith what the other believers say. The non-believers will receive with their unbelief what the other non-believers say. John chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, "They are from the world. Therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Bad tree will not listen to you, good trees. Bad trees will listen only from bad trees. This is what the Bible is teaching. We have to be very clear, do not be deceived. You know, Jeremiah, I found a very interesting verse here. Listen to this very carefully. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31. "An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land," God says. "The prophets prophesied falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority, and my people love it so." It's like pastor preaches the false things, and the church members, they love it. Nothing has changed. This is Jeremiah passage, Old Testament. And we see the same thing in today's church. But what will you do at the end of it, God says? The truly appalling and a horrible thing is happening even today. But for us, John chapter 10, verse 27 through 28, Jesus says, "My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." You are God's children. You are Jesus' sheep. And Jesus says, "My sheep will hear my voice." We recognize the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is why when I go some other place, and when I hear their preaching, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, "That's not my Father's voice. My Father would never say things like that." You know, when I go to you and say, you know what your father has said? Because you know your father very well, I'm talking about your earthly father. You know him that well. When I say something and say that your father said it and you go, no, 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 my father would never say like things like that. You do that because you know your father. Just like you know your heavenly father. You know what he says. Because Jesus says, my sheep hears my voice. That's why you hear those things and you go, wait a minute, that's not my father's voice. My father would never say such a thing like that. Because I know my father. You have to know your heavenly father. So that when you hear the false things, you will recognize it clearly. And when you hear the truth, you will recognize it right away. Because you have relationship with your God. He knows you and you know Him. That's why I never worry. True believer losing his salvation. That believer will recognize his own father's voice. And they're not going to be deceived by these stupid wonders and signs that these guys perform even at the same time they say the false things. You know, it gives me ache in my heart. God looking down at His people. And He says to them, you know, false prophets, they teach you false things and you, my people, love it. Pray that that would never happen in this church. Because you hear your Father's voice through His Word. Brothers and sisters, you and I are the good trees that bear the good fruits. Why? Why are we the good tree? Because we have been saved by faith in Jesus Christ. By that faith, we have been united to Jesus Christ. John chapter 15, verse 5 and 8. I am the vine, you are the branches, you who abide in me, and I in that person, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you cannot do anything. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciple. You bear good fruit because you live by faith. You do all things by faith. Even what you say, you do it by faith. And when you do it by faith, you know it's good fruit because it's by faith. And be glad if you live by faith. Faith. We learned this. When you have true faith, you will do at least three things. First, you will accept, you will believe, you will acknowledge what the Bible says about Christ and what He has done, about God, about the Holy Spirit. So you believe, you accept, you acknowledge the Bible truth. But not only you do that, you have to also now entrust yourself to God. You trust Him. And entrust yourself to Him. And according to Hebrews chapter 11, Your faith will witness the reality of heaven. So whatever you do, whatever you say, it will show other people that you believe there's heaven. That this world is not everything. That this world is passing away. At least you have to do those three things. Of course, you're not going to do it perfectly. But you will try. And when you don't do it perfectly, you will repent. But you will continue to live by faith. Because without faith, you cannot please God. But if we're a good tree, we'll bear good fruit, which would please God. It's not about living perfect life. No one is able to do that. It's not about not sinning at all. Oh, we all sin. But we live by faith. Only in Jesus Christ we have become the sons of God who bear the good fruits. And in Christ, by faith, we only speak the truth. All glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, this is the gospel. It brings good news to you. That even though you do not live that perfect life, even though you sin, you are still the good fruit. I mean, good tree. Because you live by faith. And by faith, you please God, meaning that by faith, if you do anything, it's good fruit that God is pleased with. This is what Christian life is all about. It's by faith. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for making us good trees so that we may bear good fruits. So that our life will bring glory and honor to you, that you are pleased with all things that we do, say, and even think. Let us live by faith. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.